Saturday morning television hasn't been the same since Pee-wee Herman's show premiered in 1986. Pee-wee's Playhouse is a celebration of eccentricity. Of course, the biggest oddball of them all is Pee-wee himself. There's a new home video series of some of his shows, and critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Yourself up a chair.
A cherry!
Let the fun begin. It's time to let down your hair. Pee-wee's too uninvited. So it's meant to have been invited.
You.
The wacky at Pee-wee's Playhouse. There's a crazy.
I know of very few adults who will admit to liking Pee-wee Herman, and Pee-wee certainly doesn't make it easy. He wears too much rouge, he squeals like a spoiled brat, and if someone suggests he's being immature, chances are he'll say, "I know you are, but what am I?" However, a fair number of grown-ups, as well as millions of children, have discovered that Pee-wee Herman is one of the best reasons to watch television these days. Pee-wee's Playhouse is the wittiest, wonkiest show on the air, and those of you who can't get your eyes open by 10 a.m. on Saturdays are in luck. Three volumes of Pee-wee's Playhouse have just been released on cassette by High Tops Video, and they qualify as first-rate guilty pleasures. Pee-wee's Playhouse presumes a baby boomer's knowledge of kid vid ranging from Captain Kangaroo to Soupy Sales. It's Pee-wee's greatest triumph to succeed on two levels simultaneously. As a show children can take at face value, and as an impressively complex spoof of children's television that can leave grown-ups slack-jawed with admiration. Pee-wee's Playhouse never talks down to kids and never plays it simple. The show teems with characters, including a chair named Cherry and a pterodactyl named Terry. Every episode includes a secret word. Whenever you hear the secret word, you're supposed to scream real loud, which is one reason some late-sleeping parents hate Pee-wee on Saturday mornings. But Pee-wee has redeeming social value. Here, for example, he teaches us how to enjoy a salad as a snack-time meal.
If you don't have a salad bar at home, just ask a grown-up to cut up some salad chunk like I did.
First stuff!
The leafy stuff. Lettuce. It's important that everything from the garden be washed well. Next,
over to the carrots. What's this? Looks like a brain.
Cauliflower.
Now, mushrooms.
Sure hope these aren't the poison kind. Just kidding.
Pee-wee's Playhouse combines improvisational set pieces like that with crazy props and good animation to keep you dazzled throughout each tape's trio of half-hour episodes. Other new video cassette releases include the late Sam Peckinpah's wildest movie, Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia. This 1974 film starring Kris Kristofferson, Warren Oates, and Gig Young is a hyperbolic bloodbath, but it's also funny and beautiful, with a few of Peckinpah's most gorgeous lyrical scenes. There's also I've Heard the Mermaid Singing, Canadian director Patricia Rosima's debut, about an insecure secretary who starts to take charge of her life by living out her fantasies. Another intriguing effort by a first-time director is 3 o'clock High, overseen by Phil Janoux. He was a Steven Spielberg discovery who managed the now almost impossible feat of making an amusing high school comedy. The plot is strictly post-Animal House, but Phil Janoux managed to cram his movie so full of clever shots and sight gags that you almost don't mind the gross-out humor. Remember, I said almost.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.